It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, Linked Remain Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, here every Sunday for you live from 2 to 5 Eastern. Also available 24/7 at davejanda.com. Stop on by. As we have outlined throughout the show today, this has been a significant week on the geopolitical front. Whether it's the head of the Wagner Group, Prigozhin, all of a sudden his plane, a wing falling off from either an explosion on board, which, according to my fighter pilot buddies, thinks that's the probable mechanism, an onboard explosion versus a surface-to-air missile that was initially pointed out by the United States government, then they retracted that, or whether it was the BRICS meeting down in South Africa, where they've now brought Saudi Arabia in as a member, along with the United Arab Emirates, which is, if you will, essentially puts a fork in the petrodollar that was developed back in 1971 with Kissinger and Nixon to prop up the dollar. Well, that prop appears to have gotten its legs kicked out of it this week. Or whether it's with acknowledgement now, even in the bought-off lamestream fake media, that this huge Ukrainian counteroffensive against Russia that was going to be so successful is now being touted as, quote, it's failed, end quote. I cannot think of a better military strategist to have with us, an analyst, than General Paul Vallely. Paul has been a military analyst on television and radio for decades. He served a very distinguished 32-year career in the United States Army. He is a graduate of the Infantry School, the Ranger and Airborne Schools, the Jumpmaster School, the Command and General Staff College, and the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Paul has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. It is my, by the way, he once retired, although Paul never retired, one would think that, well, he'd be out in the mountains and hunting and fishing. No, not Paul. He's hunting for everybody's freedom that it be maintained. He developed a fantastic organization, Stand Up America US, standupamericaus.org. It's my honor to welcome back General Paul Vallely. Paul, welcome back to the Operation Freedom Show and Platform.
Well, thank you, Dave, and thank you for that kind introduction. I appreciate it.
Well, Paul, thanks for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. So, Paul, we had a couple big developments this week. I'd like your take. Mm-hmm. Number one, on this Prigozhin event. Now, Paul,
right.
Prigozhin, obviously not the nicest of human beings that has ever walked the face of the earth, but one could easily say he was a significant military strategist. Paul, do you find it odd that Prigozhin would announce he's going on this trip from Moscow to St. Petersburg and then have all of his highest brass from the Wagner Group on the same plane with him? And then reportedly before the plane took right before they started taxiing, at the very last minute, a, quote, case of expensive wine was placed on board the plane. Paul, do you find, by the way, when his plane lost a wing, apparently there was another Wagner plane that had taken off minutes behind the plane reportedly Prigozhin was on that ended up circling back and landing in Moscow. Paul, give us your take on this. Do you find it odd that Prigozhin would put himself and all of his military leadership from the Wagner Group on the same plane?
Well, you know, usually I've had private planes like that where we've taken the chief of staff or the deputy on. I understand there was his deputy that was on there and a few of the lower staff members. I'm not sure how senior they were. but it certainly looks like an explosion. Of course, they're blaming Putin. I would think it would be more the SBU of the Ukrainian government that are known for assassinations and their hatred of Prigozhin. Prigozhin and the Wagner group killed and wounded many Ukrainians in the offensive operations in eastern Ukraine over the last year. So he definitely was a target. I don't think he was a target of Putin, though, because he was no threat to Putin anymore.
Well, and in fact, don't you find the timing of this to be quite coincidental? It was right in the middle of this BRICS meeting, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, right. Their meeting about de-dollarization, of which they admitted Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and they also have, I believe, five other countries on the line that will be joining this coming year. Paul, didn't you find this quite coincidental?
Well, it could, Dave, for sure, that they'd have that. They had a gathering two weeks ago in St. Petersburg, too, of a number of South African nations. As the African nations move away from the United States and Great Britain and France, as we've seen in Niger, there's a very anti-colonial feeling, anti-U.S. feeling now. Russia is gaining in its allies. BRICS will probably move to 40 different countries, and my understanding is that they don't want to destroy the dollar. They want to dismantle it as reserve currencies, and they want to be able to trade in their own currencies, like India just did when they purchased oil in the last week using rupees. And so I think they want to see the diminutization of the dollar, so that it's not the reserve currency anymore. And that's what they're working towards. And it's working, by the way.
And Paul, let's jump domestically now. In the past week, Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, that the globalist syndicate tried to get rid of through fraud in the last election, but thanks to some hardworking patriots, they ended up in Wisconsin prior to the election demanding and overseeing voter rolls be cleansed. And in fact, I believe there were 100,000 people cleansed that were either dead or had moved away, documented. They cleansed those rolls. And fortunately, Senator Johnson won in a very, very tight election that, needless to say, if those 100,000 fraudulent voters were still in the mix, he would have lost by a huge margin. Senator Johnson was recently on with Maria Bartiromo, who, as I've mentioned several times in the past, she actually for many years has been a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a globalist syndicate think and implementation tank. She had Senator Johnson on, and he actually outlined the globalist syndicate, the globalist cult, and to the point where I've never, ever heard anything like this through the bought-off lamestream fake media, of which Fox News is a component. I want to play this clip for you, Paul, and get your take. Derek, hit it.
It's just extraordinary to me that, the government was working with social media to amplify lies and suppress truth and has been doing so repeatedly. Why couldn't the American people know that, you know, there were other alternatives to treat COVID? Why can't the American people know that there were side effects with the vaccine?
This is all pre-planned by an elite group of people. That's what I'm talking about. Event 201 that occurred in late 2019 prior to the rest of us knowing about this pandemic. Again, this is very concerning in terms of what has happened, what is happening, what continues to be planned for our loss of freedom. Again, it needs to be exposed, but unfortunately, there are very few people, even in Congress, that are willing to take a look at this. They all push the vaccine. They don't want to be made aware of the fact that the vaccines might have caused injuries, might have caused death. So many people just simply don't want to admit they were wrong, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure that they're not proven wrong. We're up against a very powerful group of people here, Maria. But fortunately, you say, what can we do? Well, we do have reporters like yourself, like John Solomon, other people that have the courage to report the truth against the mainstream media and against the narrative. But that's the only way this is going to be solved, is we need the truth to be exposed. We need more Americans to listen to the truth, to be exposed to the truth, to pull their heads out of the sand, quite honestly, open up their eyes and understand what is happening in this country. We are going down a very dangerous path, but it's a path that is being laid out and planned by an elite group of people that want to take total control over our lives. And that's what they're doing bit by bit. They do it by increasing massive government spending, increase in the size of government, takeover of the WHO. These amendments that are coming up that are going to be voted on in 2024 on the WHO are frightening, and they really risk taking away all of our sovereignty. People have to awaken to the dangers of the moment.
General Valley, your take.
Well, we've been writing about that for over a year and a half, and our book, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, goes into detail, as well as the book, Reality Prism. But Ron Johnson understands. He connects the dots. And Maria, in the last year, has been connecting the dots very well. Whether she was a part of CFR way back, I don't think it's influencing her now. But now it's poor Americans connect the dots. But the vast majority of Congress still hasn't connected the dots like Ron Johnson has. These global elitists, I just wrote an article this morning on it, called The Biggest Hoax in the World Was COVID-19 and the Vaccines. I put that out this morning. I hope you got a copy of it.
I did. It was fantastic. And folks can go to standupamericaus.org to take a look. Go ahead, Paul. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. But anyhow, it's the exposure of this so people will understand now with the direction of the government, and even some universities and organizations now are requiring masking again to put us under those restraints again, to control us. And that's what the global elitists want to do, as they supported Fauci. The World Health Organization supported what was going on at Wuhan and denying the fact that it was militarized into a bio attack against the world and America. So the dots are connected. This is the truth. These are not controversies. And Fauci should actually be the first one to go to the gallows if we could bring him back again. He is the Mengele of modern day politics and medicine. And Mengele, of course, was the chief doctor for Nazi in the eradication and the killing of the Jews during World War II.
Paul, we have a holiday weekend coming up next weekend. A lot of picnics, a lot of family get-togethers. Many people at this point are looking in their own families, their neighbors, neighborhood party, whatever it might be, and saying, you know, what can I do to help educate folks? What can I do to get them off the couch? What can I do to make a difference for my country? What do you tell those folks? Is there something they can do over the holiday weekend, next weekend, to start the ball a-rolling? Obviously not finish the task, but get it rolling. What would you suggest?
All they have to do, Dave, it's simple to see what's going on, to see how it's affecting their pocketbooks. The cost of meat, and now they're producing meat. Israel is actually printing meat out and fish on printers that they developed the technology. Read what's going on. Understand what's going on. Don't listen to the left-wing media all the time. Even Fox News as it connected the dots or supporting what's going on. So you've got to be educated, America. You've got to listen to people that have experience, that understand what's going on globally. And, of course, that's what we've tried to do with our team to Stand Up America, is to put the dots together for the people. Our newsletter, for example, has opened up in over 20 countries right now. So we're doing the best we can to connect the dots for everybody, but I still have people I talk to don't get it. They just don't understand. And many of them don't want to. The wealthy people are enjoying life right now, Dave. They still have their cars and their airplanes and their boats, and they take their vacations. The middle class is getting pinched, and, of course, the lower class don't have a clue because they're continually pummeled with this disinformation. So that's what you see. And the other thing is, Dave, we've got to press the governors to enforce the 10th Amendment. And where's the Supreme Court when all these violations are going on by the lower courts? All the anti-constitutional things that we have, all these cases against Trump, The Supreme Court has got to start doing their job and not waiting for some case to come before them. They should turn over the 2020 election, which we know now is a total fraud.
Paul, as I mentioned in your introduction, you are an incredible strategist. So if you were called after this, after our show today, by Donald Trump, General Valley, listen to you on Operation Freedom. Give me your input. What do I need to do at this point with these four fraud indictments hanging over my head? What do I need to do from your standpoint as a military strategist to get on the other side of this and actually use it in my favor?
Well, that's a tough one, Dave. If you're not an influencer, if you don't have any power to communicate, there's not much you can do other than to stand up and say no against the overreach of the federal government, for example, in the COVID, they're going to require masking again. Where are the Republicans? I mean, these clowns that were on the stage the other night on that debate, it was absolutely laughable. They were a bunch of clowns. They can't even touch the top of the shoes of Donald Trump as far as connecting the dots and understanding. I see guys like Jim Jordan. You know, he's a tough guy. He never wears a tie. He's always got his sleeves rolled up. But Jim talks tough, but nothing ever happens from these Republicans. Right. Nothing ever happens.
Yeah,
they should be doing everything they can to challenge the courts, cut off the money to these people that are trying to indict, and they're doing a good job at it, by the way, of President Trump and others right now. This is going to complete the two levels of justice. So get your congressman to start having some guts and stand up and do something, except getting on television and pontificating, and then nothing ever happens. Whatever happens out of all these hearings? What happens to the impeachment emphasis to impeach Biden and the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, Garrick, can't even pronounce his name anymore.
Oh, Merrick Garland.
Yeah, Merrick Garland. And Mayorkas and all these people should be out of government because they're ruining us. But politicians don't seem to have power or use the power that they could anymore. So I don't know what the people could do to give them the incentive. I write them and they never answer me. Frustrating.
It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating. So, Paul, I want to run something by you. This was sent to me, and I'd like your reaction to this. Okay. January 6th. Was a staged riot so the deep state could certify a stolen election. But what allowed them to steal the election? Mass mail-in voting due to a pandemic, due to a pathogen that was engineered by humans, which some of those humans were based right here in the good old US of A. Why does Hunter Biden own a biolab company operating in Ukraine? Metabiota, that company, was studying bat coronaviruses as part of a USAID project program, USAID, front for the CIA, from 2014 to 2019. So essentially, Joe Biden, with Hunter as proxy, owns a biolab company that was studying bat coronaviruses in Ukraine for 5 years leading up to the release of COVID. Then Joe wins the election, hiding in his basement due to fraud made possible by the human-engineered pathogen that his own biolab company was studying. Is it starting to make sense now? Is it starting to make sense why the media freaked out and blatantly lied to you about the existence of the biolabs in Ukraine? Why they impeached Trump when he started looking into Ukraine? Why Biden sent hundreds of billions of our tax dollars to defend Ukraine? Why Zelensky ordered his military to burn all documents associated with that Biden U.S. biolab company, Metabiota? The deep state, bottom line, created a biological weapon and released it on the world to steal the 2020 presidential election and established the biomedical police state. It is the most sinister crime ever perpetrated on humanity.
Absolutely. Paul? And the greatest transfer of wealth to the elitist and to these organizations like Pfizer. The CEO of Pfizer made $48 million last year in compensation. Pfizer is one of the biggest fraudulent countries in the world because they propagated this whole thing about these vaccines that don't work, kill people, not might kill people. They do kill people.
Tried. So, so Paul, my experience with politicians, or politician critters, whatever you want to call them, is if you peacefully protest and confront them and tell them at these town hall meetings, look, we know what you're up to. As you said earlier, Paul, you're up to nothing in trying to hold people responsible for the crimes they've committed. So unless you get off a dead center, we're going to find somebody to run against you in the primary that does care about this, that all of us in the community are going to back, and you're going to be out of your fat leather chair. Paul, I have found, and maybe I'm wrong on this, when people confront these political critters in such a manner, they get scared and they tend to at least make some type of effort in trying to right the ship to at least a minor degree, let alone a major degree. Am I off?
No, I mean, the people in the school board meetings and so on, even in the county meetings that are being held now, people are standing up and they're saying no to these politicians not doing their job. But we don't have any brave politicians. We don't have any warriors that can carry it forward and defeat these left-wing ideologues and these global elitists. I mean, I'm for sure that the Maui fires looked like they were not created by wildfires, but were intentionally set. I mean, mm-hmm. There's a lot more to be said about these Maui fires that has been divulged. And then the governor of Hawaii says it was due to climate change. I mean, they've all bought in. Dave, I said last night on a show, these people are demonic. They're mm-hmm. possessed. There's something mm-hmm. going on here. We can't have that many people that are possessed and doing these evil things in America and around the world. They've got to be possessed by the devil.
And Paul, as a warrior, I believe if you're in a fight, if you underestimate your opponent, the odds are you will lose. And my concern, Paul, is the vast majority of people that are in the freedom movement have underemphasized the level of evil, the level of psychopaths that we're dealing with.
Oh, yeah. They've underestimated, don't understand. Again, I don't like to use the slogan all the time, but I have not been able to connect the dots. No cognitive thinking. And where's our military defeating the cartels? I mean, I have launched Operation Sinaloa to defeat and destroy the cartels in position. They are a formidable military force now with vehicles and weapons that are greater than the Mexican army, better than cyber terrorism, drones. They're doing everything as a military power and working with the Chinese. What are we doing? General Milley says, well, that's the police action. What police is going to take out the cartels? Is that stupid of a four-star general to say such things? But we don't have generals and admirals we can count on to defeat our enemies, foreign and domestic. None of them are standing up. They're all bought off. Defense contractors are buying them off. I mean, it's horrible.
Paul, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. Folks, you can follow General Vallely on a daily basis at standupamericaus.org. Standupamericaus.org. Also, his books, Reality, Prism, and the like, are all available on that site as well. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, Linker Main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor.